Today's daf in the daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We begin four lines from the top, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, with Omar Reish Lakish. We continue in our discussing about Shadim and Zugos and Kishofim. Omar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish tells us, Arba Dvarim Ha'oso Son Doma Brosher. There are four things that if a person does, he's taking his life into his own hands. We described yesterday how important it is for a person to protect himself. Last Sif in Shulchan Aruch tells us that a person cannot do things that are dangerous. In the end of Choshen Mishpat, the Mechaber tells us that if a person puts his life at risk, he's taking his life in his own hands. It's over in Asay, it's over in Losasay, and Losim Domim Beisachi. Not let it go do a dangerous thing. So therefore, Reish Lakish tells us there are four things that if a person does, he's putting his life at risk, and Muschai Benavsho, and Rechmona Litzlan, he could be liable with his own life for putting his life at risk. Elohain. And these are those four things. The Gemara will explain all of them. We'll just translate the words right now, and then we'll go through them in more detail. Number one, Hanifna Bein Deka Lakos. A person goes to the bathroom. Nifna usually means to defecate. He goes to the bathroom in between a palm tree and a wall. Number two, Va'over Bein Shnei Dekolim. If a person passes in between two palm trees. Number three, Vashosu Mayim Shulim. If you go and drink water that was borrowed. And number four, Va'over Amayim Shvuchim. And if you walk over, if you pass over water that was spilled out, and this is true, Vafilu Shefachato Ishto Befonav. Even if your wife was the one that spilled this water right in front of you. What are these four things really? The Gemara explains. Number one, Hanifna Bein Deka Lakosil. If you go to the bathroom, if you defecate in between a palm tree and the wall, so this was said that this is dangerous. You're putting your life in your own hands. It's dangerous. Mischayev Benavsho, this is only talking about Lo Amar and Ella Deles Le Arba Amos. If there isn't a space of four Amos in between the wall and the palm tree. And it's a very narrow space. That's where the Shadim hang out. And when you go and defecate over there, the Shadim like very much the Tumah, all the negative connotations that can go with the Ruach Ra. That's the way the Rashbam explains this, in that area, in that cramped space. And therefore, it's a very dangerous thing for a person to do. And the Shadim will come there, they could attack you and cause you tremendous damage. And Mischayev Benavsho, they could even kill you. Avol Isle Arba Amos, but if there is in fact a distance of four Amos between the palm tree and the wall, when you go and defecate over there, so the Shadim have room to get by, so to say, you're not blocking them, and therefore less limbo. That's not a dangerous thing. Likewise, Uchiles Le Arba Amos, even if there aren't Arba Amos, Lo Amorin El Deleka Dircha Achrina, if there is no other path to go by, if there is another path to go by, so the Shadim will go on the other path. They won't be forced to go over there, and the Tumah will somehow attract them, and it will be very negative impact on you. But if there's another path, they'll go the other path. Avalika Darka Achrina Leslam, but therefore there's no danger if there's another path that the Shadim could go by. That was number one. Number two, we said of Over, Bein Shnei Dekol. If a person passes in between two palm trees, that's dangerous. And Mischayev Benavsho. Gemara again qualifies this and says, Lo Amorin El Lo Paskinon Rishus HaRabim. Again, this is only true if there isn't a Rishus HaRabim that goes through there. In other words, this is a private area, and you're taking away their private area, and therefore this is putting your life at risk. However, if indeed Avol Paskinon Rishus HaRabim, if there was a Rishus HaRabim that goes through this, and then the Shadim don't have a right to steal from you this right of the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, less limbo, there is no danger in this situation because, as the Rashbam explains, the Shlichei Rabim. So if the public goes through there, that's a public area, less le Rishus Lahazit, they don't have a right to go and damage you. They can only really damage you in a private place. Shein lo ligzolas Rabim, they can't go and steal the place of the Rabim. Number three, it says, Ashosa Mayim Shulim, if you go and drink water that was borrowed. So what does this mean, the water that was borrowed? So it says, Lo Amorin El Shalino Katan. It's only talking about if a young child went and borrowed this water. Then there's somehow a danger attached to it. The Rashbam and Rashi don't explain over here exactly what the problem is. Mistama is because this water doesn't really belong to the minor. A minor doesn't own something, I'm guessing. And therefore, the Shadim say this is theirs, and therefore they can do damage to you. Abo Gadol, less limbo. But if a Gadol who has the rights to own property, so Mustama, the Gadol owns this over here, so the Shadim don't have a right to it. So therefore, they're not going to damage you for it. And this is true. Afilu Shailinu Katan, Namilo Amorin El Basada. And even if the Katan was the one that borrowed it, it's only dangerous if it is in the field, in a public area. The Lo Shliche, because in that area, there isn't a lot of water. And therefore, the Shadim definitely need that water and want that water. I will be here, but in the city, the Shliche Lay, the Shliche, there's plenty of water, less slumber. Then there is no concern that the Shadim are going to go get this water. They'll go take some other water. And likewise, even in the field, where there isn't a lot of water, and if it was borrowed by a child, maybe the shaydim are going to go on it. That's only specifically talking about water. But other beverages, if it was wine or beer, for example, less limbo, then there is no concern that they will go and attack you and hurt you. And Mishaya bin Afsho. Finally, the fourth and final thing that Reish Lakish had said, over if you pass over water that was spilled on the ground. So in this situation, we only said that it's dangerous. That's only if you didn't go and throw dirt into it. As Rashi says, shalom pizer aleim offer, if you didn't put dirt onto that water. Or equally, or you didn't spit into it. But if you did either of those two, avo afsakinu, if you put dirt into it, tof behu roka, or if you put saliva into it, less lebo, then there is no danger there as well. Mustama, the shade doesn't want that water, and therefore it won't attack you. Lo amar, and furthermore, we only said, ela de lo avar alayu shimsha. This is only if the sun didn't pass over the water. In other words, if it was at nighttime, but if it was during the daytime, it's not a problem. Or v'lo avar alayu shisin nigre, or if it didn't have 60 steps over it. In other words, if I guess 60 times a person passed over it, or if a person took 60 steps over it. But again, if it was used a lot, avar over alayu shimsha, over alayu shisin nigre, or it was during the daytime, or if 60 steps had been passed over it. In other words, a lot of people passed over it, so then it no longer has the ability that the shaydim were going to go to it, and less lumbar, there is no danger. Likewise, lo amar, we only said it's dangerous, elo de lo rochi uchamra, lo sayim misani. Likewise, it's only dangerous if you weren't riding a donkey when you passed over it, or if you weren't wearing shoes. But avo rochiv chamra, if you were riding a donkey and passing over it, v'siyim misani, or you had shoes on, less lumba, then it's not dangerous as well. Now, the Gemara qualifies all this and says, when do we say these things aren't dangerous? That's for shadim. Hani mili hechad oleka lemechash l'chashofim. That's when we're not concerned about magic. We're only concerned about shadim. So the shadim, all of these caveats will make it not dangerous. However, if you're concerned about magic, this black magic, this koach hatumah, avlechad ikul lemechash l'chashofim, if you're concerned about magic, so then kishuf, so then afogav de iko kol hani chayshira. Then even if it has all of these caveats, where we said by shadim you wouldn't be scared, by kishofim you still have to be concerned. Now the gears that we have is vahau, but on the side it says it should be kehahu, or the bach has the girsa dehau, like it was once a case in Maaseh Shoya. There was a man, Gabra, the rochiv chamora, the siyim misani, that he was riding on a donkey, and Mustama, he seems to also be wearing shoes. He had both of these two things, which we said it wouldn't be a concern in regards to the shadim, but the gomud misane v'tzavu kari, but there was kishuf in that area, and gomud misane, so the Rashbam explains, it means niskavtsu haminolim, his shoes got all shriveled up, v'tzavu kari yovshu beraglav, and his leg got dried up as well. In other words, the kishuf was able to have an impact on him, despite the fact that he had these things, which normally the shadim wouldn't be able to attack him, but kishuf can still attack him, even though he was riding on the donkey, and he had shoes on. Mark continues with another bride. So Tana Rabbanon, Shlosha, Eimi Matzin, below Miss Matzin. There are three things that you shouldn't let them walk between you, and you shouldn't go in between them. What are these three things? Eluhain, Hakelev, you shouldn't walk between two dogs, or have a dog pass in between two people. Vadeko, you shouldn't walk in between two palm trees, two people go and have a palm tree between them when they're walking. And number three, Va'isha, you shouldn't have a woman walking between two men, or shouldn't have a man walking between two women. All of these three things are dangerous. V'yesh omrim, and others add, Afa chazir, the same thing applies with a pig. V'yesh omrim, Afa nochash, same thing applies to a snake as well. And what happens if somebody does this? It's a dangerous event, but you did it. You didn't realize it. So what should you do? V'mamatzin, if in fact you passed in between these two items, Maitakante, what should you do about it? So Omar Rapapa tells us, you say a certain pasuk, Niftach Bekel, the Nafsik Bekel. You say a pasuk that begins with the word Kel, ends with the word Kel, or alternately, he says, Inami, Niftach below. You say a pasuk that begins with the word low, the Nafsik below, and ends with the word low. Now, Tosus asks the question over here that it is also Lisrapos with the Ritori. How are you allowed to do this? You're not allowed to say words of a pasuk in order to get better. You're not allowed to be Misrape with the Ritori. You're not allowed to do this. So how could the Gemara suggest that you do this? So the Tosfos answers, Lohogain Shari, to go and protect yourself, that's different, that's allowed. Now, The Rashbam over here gives an example of what such a pasuk is that begins with Kel and ends with Kel. He says, Kel Motsiyom Yitzroim, Kisovos Reim Lo, Kilo Nachash B'Yakov, Lo Kesem Yisrael, Ko'eis Yehoim Ali Yaakov Uli Yisrael, Uma Po'al Kel. So therefore, it begins with Kel and ends with Kel. And the pasuk with Lo, he says, Lo Ish Kel V'Chazev, Uben Adam V'Yisnechom, How Omar v'lo yaseh v'diber v'lo yikimena. So it doesn't really end with the word lo, but it ends with the words lo yikimena, so that is good. Those are the psukim that the Rashbam gives, Tosos, Rabbeinu Chanan will give slightly different psukim. The bottom line is that this somehow works on a metaphysical way that we can't begin to understand. Gemara continues and says, Hani bei trei, there were these two men, the matzalu isha nida, that a woman who was in nida walked in between them. So that's dangerous, as we just said. So im techilas nidosahi, if it's at the beginning of her nida period, so this is very, very dangerous. Horeges echad mehem, she will end up killing one of those two men. Tosus explains, this is im osel lohen kishuf, if she were to do kishuf on them, if she was a mechashefa, so then it would be very successful if she passed in between these two men during the beginning of her menstrual period. Im sof nidosa, if it's at the end of the menstrual period, there's not as much koyach hatuma potential there, so all she would do, himself nidasahi, meriva osa beinayim. She's going to cause a problem, a fight in between these two people. Maitekante, how do you go and remedy this if you, Rahman al-Islam, had this happen? So again, you say a pasuk, niftach bekel, v'nafsa bekel, and that will somehow prevent this from happening. There's a phenomenal Vilna Gaon, it's brought down the Kol Eliyahu, who says that this is why Esther invited Haman to the party, along with Achashverosh. It says, v'tizchachal hamakom ma'od, and she became a nida, pierce a nida, according to the Gemara. And therefore, she said, I'm at the beginning of my nida period of time, and I will walk in between Haman and Achashverosh, and I will kill one of the two of them in that fashion. Phenomenal Vilna Gaon. Gemara continues and says, Hani Trei Nashi, there were these two women, the also Miporashas Drachim, if they're sitting on the crossroads in the road, and Chadu Hayigisa, the Shril of Chadu Beidachisa, and one is sitting on one side of the road, one is sitting on the other side of the road, Umachadin Apayul Adadi, and they're facing each other directly, so Vadai Bechshofim Asika. They're obviously doing this to do some sort of kishuf, the people walking between them, and they're set up in a perfect way to cause trouble. What should a person do if he sees this and he has to go through there? Maitekante, how can a person protect himself from going through there? Shmuel says, if there's another derech, derech achrino is a derech acher, so lezel ba, go take the other road, because this is only trouble. V'ilek or derech achrino, there's no alternative route, and you have to go this way, so what you do? So if there's another person with him, so then we said this is dangerous only if a single person walks in between two women, so therefore, nin kitu liadayu, go and take the hand of the other person, bahadi adadi, each of you hold each other's hand, v'nichalfu, and quickly rush through, and this way you'll be protected. V'ilek or inish achrino, you're all by himself, and you have no other route, and you have to get through, what should you do? So name achi, so say the following incantation. Agras, Azlas, Asiya, Belusya. These, the Rashbam says, are the names of four shadim. Agras, he says, is the famous Agras Basmochalas, who's a famous shade. Anyway, you say about these four shadim, Miskatla Bechek Kobol. You should all, Kvar Harugin Heim Bechetzim. You're already killed with arrows. And he brings down a pasuk to support this, and he says he got this from Rashi's Rebbe, which is the Rabbeinu Gershom. Fine. The Gemara continues, Haiman de Pagabi Issa, the Idna, the Salka, Mitrilas Mitzvah. The man meets up with a woman after she comes back from the mikvah and she hasn't yet been with her husband. So he meets her on the way back coming from the mikvah to go to be with her husband. Shmur says, Ihu Kodim Mishamish. If the man goes home and has relations with his wife before she has relations with her husband, so Ochodo Le Lidide Ruach Zdunim. So then somehow a Ruach Ra, this ruach of znunim, of immorality, will somehow go on him. Ihi kodma umshamsha, if she goes home first and has relations, achod Allah, then she will have upon her, ladida, ruach znunim. This ruach of znunim, this ruach of znus, this ruach of immorality, will somehow go on her. So what should you do in this situation? Maitekante. So le mahachi, you say the following pasuk, shofech buz al nedivim vayaseim biso lo dorech. This means that he pours buz. Buz is embarrassment, contempt. See, I pour this upon you, you important people. Nedivim or nediv are men of stature. And he made them walk in a barren area that has no roads in it. That's the pasuk that you say that will somehow correct this problem. There's a Tosos that belongs over here that is actually on Daf Kuf Yud, Omud Aleph. tells us Dibra Masko, Haiman de Paga Beisisa. So it tells us a famous story for the Gemara in Brachos, the Rav Yochanan, have a ka'oz of Yosef Ashari Tvila. He would go and stay by the mikvah gates. Kihechi, the Yaldon Zara Kavosa. He was a very beautiful person. And he said when the women see him, it says that when women see something, their child that they'll have born, if they have relations there afterwards, will look like the thing that they saw. So he said, let them have beautiful children because they'll look at me and they'll see my beautiful personage and they will go and somehow have beautiful children as a result. So how's he allowed to do that? So Tosfos explains that they saw him on the way going to the mikvah, and all Gemara is talking about when you're coming back from the mikvah. So that's difference number one. Number two, Inami, Hosam Yosef, Hochapoga. There he was sitting down, as opposed to he met up with them. So that's teretz number two. It's only if you meet up with them on the road. If you're sitting down, then it's not a problem. Number three, Inami, Rav Yochanan, Hoyomer, Shofich Buz, Alvagomer. Rav Yochanan said this pasuk, so therefore it wasn't going to be any trouble of this Ruach Zununim going to attach themselves, and it just had the positive purpose that he intended. Mark continues and says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Maidiksi, what does the pasuk mean? Gam Kelech Begate Samovas, Lo Ira, Ro, Kiatoi Madi, the famous pasuk from Kapitol Chav Gimel, which is often said, Nebuchad Levayas. What does it mean? The David HaMelech tells us that even though I walk in the famous valley of death, so Gates Amavis, Lo Ira Ra, Kiatamidi, nothing bad will happen to me because you are with me at Kodesh Baruch Hu. So this is a reference to Zeha Yoshein Betzel Dekel Yechidi Ubetzel Levana. Even though I'm in these dangerous spots, in this shadow of a palm tree, a lone palm tree, a single palm tree, or I'm in the shadow of the moon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still protect me. That's what Rav Yitzchok said. So what exactly does this mean? So the Gemara tells us, Ubetzel Dekel Yechidi, it's only dangerous to be in the tzel of a Dekel Yechidi, in the shade of a lone palm tree, when it's not within distance of another palm tree being able to cast its shadow on the first palm tree. Because if that's the case, then the Shadim will leave. When you go underneath this palm tree, Shadim go to places where there aren't a lot of people and go to certain places where there's somehow a Ruach of Tumah under there. So with this palm tree, if there's another palm tree that's near enough by that the shadow of the other palm tree reaches here, they'll just go to the other palm tree and they won't harm you. If this other palm tree is near enough, less but then there is no concern. So that's not what the capital is talking about, that you're in this valley of death, it's referring to a Yoshim Betzel Dekel Yechidi, if there's no other palm tree nearby. Shemora says, Eloha Detanya, how are you going to understand the following? A Yoshim Betzel Dekel Yechidi Bechotz, if a person goes and sleeps underneath a lone palm tree in a yard, in a chotzer, or Vayoshim Betzel Levana, or if a person sleeps underneath the moonlight, so then Domo Barosho, he's putting his life at risk, and he'll be held responsible if Rachman al-Islam something happens to him, because he's going to these dangerous places. So what are we talking about in this Brisa? Hechi Domi, Ilema Delo Nafal Tulo Dechavri Lovi, if there's no other palm tree nearby that casts a shadow to reach this lone palm tree, so then Afilu B'Sod Nami. Why is it telling us over here, Bedavke Nechotzer? The same thing would apply even out in the field. El Lav Shmamino, mustn't it be that Bechotzer, in a Chotzer, even Afogad the Nofil Tulo, the Chavri Lovi, even if another palm tree is casting its shadow and reaches this palm tree, it's still dangerous. Oh, Shmamino, that's obviously what this Bryce is telling us. Gemara then says, Ubetzela Shalavano, when we said that you shouldn't go and be underneath the moonlight, what does that mean? Lo Amor and Elabama Rova. That's only talking about when the shade is coming from the western side. Avo bim dichnin chasa, when it's coming from the eastern side, Rashbam explains, Tchilas HaChodesh, at the beginning of the month, Shalavon Zorachas Bemarav, moon is more on the western side at the beginning of the month, and Va'osat Tzel B'Mizrach, and it casts a shadow towards the eastern side, Kigon Sheshochev Eitzel Kosel Mitzad Mizrach, and you're by a wall on the Mizrach side, so then, less lumpa, it's not going to be dangerous in that situation as well. Again, these are very deep and esoteric ideas that we really don't understand. We turn to the Amud Beis. Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Gemara continues and says, Haiman de Mifane Agirda de Dikla. The person goes and defecates Agirda de Dikla. Girda de Dikla means the cut off tree. So you have a palm tree that has been cut down. So you go and defecate on the remnant of that tree. So Ochadele Lidide Ruach Palga. Somehow this Ruach of Palga will come and attack you. The Rashbam explains that Palga is a certain type of illness known as Mavarshin, which is, according to many, some sort of a paralysis. Rashi has a different term. He says it's Plashtin. In any event, this is something that the word palga normally means put you in half. So it makes you half of what you were previously. And likewise, if a person goes and matzle means to lean, matzle reishi leans his head on this stump of this tree, agirda dedikla. So achadale ruach tzrada, he's going to have this illness known as tzrada. Tzrada is something about your temples. It means maybe some sort of a migraine on your head. So koiv chatzi arosh, some sort of a headache on half of your head, some sort of a hemi migraine. Likewise, hayman de pasi adikla, if somebody were to go and step over this tree, this tree that was cut down. So, e mikdal, if the tree was chopped down, so kotel, then you're going to be chopped down, you're going to be killed. E akir, if the tree was uprooted and all you left is with the stump, mi akir, you're going to be uprooted, umais, and you're going to end up dying. Now, this is only true. Hani mili de lo monach kare ilove. That's only if you didn't put your foot on the actual stump of the tree. Abo monach kare ilove. But if you put your foot on the stump of the tree, less lo, but then it somehow doesn't have the ability to damage you. Then the Gemara tells us, chamisha tulei have. Rashbam explains there are five types of shades of Yesha, ruach ruach shore tachteim, that somehow this ruach of tumah, of this trouble, will be underneath these types of five shades, and therefore a person should stay away from there because the shadim are going to be there and they're going to cause you trouble. What are these five trees? Tula the dikla yechida, a lone palm tree that we said previously. Tula the kanda, a certain other type of tree known as kanda. Rashbam tells us it's a shame of an ilan, whatever type of a tree it was. Number three, tula the tenasa, that we know is a fig tree. Tula the pircha, a certain other type of tree. Pircha is normally translated as the tzlaf, the Rashbam says. This is the caperberry tree. And tula the zardasa. The zardasa is translated as shunvir. Rashbam gives us this foreign language word. Rashi has it translated as a shun dechir. In any event, this is normally translated as a sorb tree. Now, those are the five that are first mentioned in the Braisa. Ika the Amri, there are some that say also Aftula the Arava, if you have underneath the shade of a boat, or Vetula the Aravasa, or underneath the shade of a willow tree, an Arava tree. And Klola de Milsa, and the rule is as follows. Call the Nofish Anfe Koshi Tule. If there's a lot of branches on these trees, the Nofish Anfe, so then this is very dangerous. Koshi Tule, then this shade is very dangerous. But called the Koshi Silve, likewise, if the Silve, normally Silve means thorns, but it means over here, if the wood of the tree is hard, it's dangerous for you in some way, so then Koshi Tule, then the shade is going to be somehow harmful to you as well. One exception to the rule, the Gemara tells us, Labar me kiru mishah, certain type of tree known as kiru mishah, which the Gemara tells us, afogab de koshe silver, even though it has very hard wood, and therefore it's very potentially dangerous, this wood, it could pierce you, lo koshe tule, somehow the shade over here is not dangerous. As we have our Maisa Shahaya with a family of shadim, Dormele shedo lebra, the one certain female shade told her son, Pirche Navshech Mikru Mishah. Go and run away, fly away. Parach. Right? The osios of the Luchos, when Moshe Rabbeinu smashed them, were Parchu Lavir. They flew away into the air. So, Pirche Navshech, go fly away, Mikru Mishah, from this tree known as the Kru Mishah, because the Ihu, this tree, who the Kotel Liavuch, it killed your father somehow, the Kotel Liday, and it has the Rahman al Islam, the ability to kill you as well. This is a lashon of Sagi Nar. She didn't want to say kill you, so she said Katuli today and killed him, but she meant it will kill you. Amar Vashi, Rashi says, don't be so certain that this tree, the Kru Mishah, is not going to harm you. Amar Vashi, Chazina le Rav Kahana, I myself saw the Rav Kahana, the Parish Mikulu Tule. He would stay away from any shade, not only the ones that I mentioned over here, but even the Kru Mishah and other trees as well. He felt that the shadim somehow hide over here in the shade of these trees. Gemara says, Bei Pirche Ruche, the type of shadim that are underneath this tree known as the Tzlaf, they are called Ruche. That's the name of these shadim. The Vei Zardasa, those shadim that hang out by the sorb tree, so they're called Sheda. Those are the ones that we refer to as shadim. And the Vei Igre, those that hang out on Igre. Igre are the rooftops, so they're known as Rishpe. That's the name of those type of shadim. Gemara says, why is this important for us to know? Who cares? Shmuel says, lo, l'kameya, if you're going to need to make an amulet against these shadim, so an amulet only works if it's as specific as possible. So if you make the amulet for the wrong type of shadim, as we'll see in a moment in the story, so then it's not going to be helpful and it won't have the benefit that you're trying to get from it. The Gemara continues and says, the Bei Pirche, if you're by the tree known as the Pirche, which we said before, is the tzlaf tree, so then bria shein loinayim, those Shadim, which we said are called the Ruche, so those don't have eyes. So again, L'may Nafkamina, why is that important for us to know? L'gazuze law. So you can run away from it, because they can't catch you, because they don't have eyes, they can't see you. So as the Rashbam explains, Barach mipnei, you can go and run away from them. As a Maisa Shaya, Simnachad, the Hava'azul Tzuvim Rabbanon, the once was a young Tamil Chacham, Liafnuye, Lebei Pirche, and he went to the bathroom to defecate by these trees, these caperberry trees. And therefore, that put himself at great risk. Shama de ka'asa ilave v'gazila. He heard one of these ruchim, one of these types of demons, shadim, coming towards him, known as the ruchim, and he quickly ran away, v'gazila, because the shade couldn't see him, so he would be successful in running away from it. Ki'azla, when the shade came, the shade thought he was a tree, chabke l'dikla, and he grabbed it, but it was grabbing onto a tree, and sovach dikla, the palm tree that the shade grabbed onto, dried up, upokahi, and the shade himself exploded. He burst open. Rashbam has a slightly different gear. So he says, while the shade was running after him, the shade tripped. Kishoch achrov nitkala v'nofla al ikar ilan. And he fell on the roots of this tree, and that's when this tree shriveled up and he exploded. Mark continues and says, now the next word, pircha, it says on the side in the Agos Hagra, should be deleted. So it says, devei zardosa, if you have the shadim that are by this zardoso, which we said previously, those are actually called shadim. So the vei zardoso, we said are shadim, so we repeat that from before. So he says, Maisa Shahaya, ha zardoso de smichel amasa, this type of a tree, when it's near the city, has many, many shadim on it. Lo pokaso mishisin shadim, they like to hang out there. There's 60 of them over there. L'may nafkamina, again, why do we need to know this? Again, l'michtav le'kmeya, so when you write an amulet, so it'll be probably done. As a ma'isa shahayah, how bar kasha, the once was a bar kasha. What is a bar kasha? So Rashi explains that a bar kasha is a shomerier. He's the city watchman, and the Rashbam explains that he's the shoterier. He's the city policeman. And then he went, this bar kasha of the city, the Mosa, the ozil v'koi gabe zardosa. He once went, it stood by this sorb tree, by this zardosa, the habisavach lamasa, and this was near the city, so it had 60 shadim in this tree. Olubei shisim shadim yistaki. So these 60 shadim started to attack him, and this person was in great danger. So also lahu rabbanon. So a young Talmud Chacham came along, how a rabbanon, a certain rabbi came along, the lo yoda de zardosa de shisim shadihi. He saw that this person was being attacked by some sort of shade, but he didn't realize it was 60 shadim. He wasn't familiar with this idea that there are 60 shadim that live in this sorb tree. So, cause of lo kameya, lo chadu shada. So he wrote him a kameya that would be very effective, but only against one shade. So the shadim, when they saw this, they had a good time. Shama de talu chingo begave. So you could hear them putting up music, so to say. They put inside this tree, they took out some musical instruments, and they started having a good time, because they said, this guy's writing an amulet, a kameya, that will impact one of us, but the other 59 of us are going to have a good time with this guy. And they were singing. Some say chingo means that they were dancing. So they were singing and dancing the following. They said, sudre demar kitzuvim rabbanu. They said that the suda that this person is wearing is the appropriate dress for a Talmud Chacham. In other words, he looks and thinks he's a Talmud Chacham. However, bodikna bei b'mar, but we check this guy out, the lo yoda baruch, he doesn't even know how to say, and the Rashbam explains, sheni yodel varech al suda, he doesn't know to write bracha on a suda, which is bracha to Hashem kein mechlam, or tei yisrael b'sifara. So he knows nothing. He thinks he's a Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't even know that there's 60 shadim that live underneath this sorb tree, and not one. However, along comes another Talmud also Hami Rabbanim, the Yada, the Zardasa Shishin Shadihava, who knew this Gemara, that there are somehow 60 Shadim that hang out by this sorb tree, and that this person, this Bar Kasha, who was being attacked by these Shadim, was in tremendous danger. So he quickly wrote a different Kameya. Kosalei Kameya, the Shishin Shadim, he wrote a Kameya that would work against all 60 of these Shadim, and this ruined their party. And this Talmud Chacham heard, Shama, that the Shadim said to each other, the Ka'amu, Panu Manaychu Mihocho, take your musical instruments out of here. We have to take everything out of here. This Kameya is going to hurt us if we don't get out of here. Then Gemara tells us about some other types of Shadim, Ketef Miriri. What is Ketef Miriri? So, Tre Kitve Habu. There are two types of Ketef, types of Shadim. Chad Mikamei Tiara. One comes out before the middle of the day. Tiara is when the sun starts to set, so one comes out before the middle of the day. The Chad Mibasa Tiara, and one comes out after the sun starts to set. In other words, one comes out in the afternoon. The Mikami Tiara, the one that comes out in the morning, is known as Ketef Meriri Shemo. That's the shade that's known as Ketef Meriri. Umerse, and it looks like Be kado de kamcha, that's the gear that we have. Hoder be bachsha. It is a certain jar filled with kamcha, which is kutach, kutach habavli, and then you stir it with a bachasha, some sort of a stirring implement. Again, the Rashi and the Rashbam have slightly different gears over here. And that's the shade that comes out, known as Ketev Miri, in the morning. The Basatira, the one that comes out in the afternoon, is known as Ketev Yashud Tzorayim. And what does this shade look like? Omer say, it looks like Bei Karna, looks like the horns of the ears of a goat, V'hadar Bei Kenafia, and it looks like it's in a sieve. A Kenafia is a type of straining utensil. So again, slightly different gears in Rashi and the Rashbam. That's what these two shadim, Ketev Meriri and Ketev Yoshut Tzoroim, look like. Abai Habashakov Yozil, once Abai was going for Ozil, Rapapa Miyamine, and along with him went Rapapa to his right, Rafuna Bereidu Rav Yeshua Mismole, and his other Talmud, Rafuna Bereidu Rav Yeshua, went to his left. Again, whenever you have to be Talmidei Chacham walking, so the greatest one walks in the middle, the next greatest one walks to the right, and the next greatest one walks to the left. So while they're walking, Chazya, Abai saw Lahu Ketev Meriri. He saw one of these shadim known as Ketev Meriri, the Ka'asi Lape the Smali, that was coming toward him on his left, and he was going to meet up with Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua. So what did he do? He switched them around. He put Rav Papa, who was previously on the right, he put him on the left so that the shade would meet up with him. And he put Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, who was originally on the left, he put him on the right so the shade wouldn't meet up with him. So Hadra, Rav Papa, the Smali, Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Lumine. Now, Rav Papa was unhappy about this. Only Rav Papa says, "Ana, Maishna, the little cautiously. Hey, how come you're putting me in the path of danger over here? How come you're not concerned about me? You're only concerned about Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua." So Abaye tells him, "Omale, no, at shaita kaimis lo. You're in a very good position over here, as the Rashbam says." Oshirato, you're a very rich person. Veshlecho mazel tov, and you have a good mazel. Below tezuk, and this shade won't be able to harm you. Whereas Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, he would have been able to harm. So therefore, I put you in harm's way because the harm wouldn't attack you. Gemara says, Mechad b'Tammuz ad shisar bay, during the early part of the month of Tammuz, from Rosh Chodesh Tammuz until almost Shavuos b'Tammuz, up to and through the 16th day of the month of Tammuz, vade shlichei. This type of shade, the ketev meriri shadim, are very common. After that, it depends. Sometimes they're prevalent, sometimes they're not prevalent. And they can be found during that period of time, in the shadow of Chatzuva. What is Chatzuva? Chatzva. So the Rashbam reminds us that this was the type of grass, an asev, bo Yoshua es Haaretz Lisrael. This type of grass was a very good dividing line so that people wouldn't be Masig Vur, that people wouldn't go beyond the area. This grass would be put there as the boundary borders between different parts of the land of Eretz Yisrael. So everybody would be happy. Nobody would be crossing over and taking somebody else's land. So that's where they hide out over here in the shade of this certain type of grass, the Lochotz of Garmida. And it didn't grow very tall. It only is a short grass and it doesn't reach a Garmida. A Garmida is an Amma. Ubatule the Tsafra Upanya, and in the morning and the evening, the Lohavi Gamida, the shade over here isn't very tall. Vikar Batule the Besakise. And likewise, these shades were also found in the shadows of the Besakise. Again, their bathrooms were outdoors, and it was Mokum of Tumma, of Ruach Ra, and the shading would hang out over there. On Rav Yosef, Yosef added, Hani Tlas Mili Yoav Arbona Linora, the following three things are going to cause a person to become blind. They cause a person who is Nahora to become blind. What are these? Man de sorik reisha yavish, if a person goes and combs his hair when it's dry. Uman de shosei tif tif, if a person goes and drinks wine from a barrel that's like dripping out. And number three, uman de sayem masane, if one puts on his shoes while admiyosne kara, while his legs, his feet are still wet. Gemara says, Tilai Bevesa Koshalani Yusa. If you have bread that you hang up on the walls, so that's bad for a person and it's going to lead to poverty for a person. It's going to make him very poor, impoverished. Kedamri Inshe, as people say, Tolo Silsa, Tolo Mizone. If you put up a basket on the wall, so it's like you're hanging up your Mizonas on the wall. In other words, not a good thing to do. Now, Lo Amar, we only said this, El Rifta. That's actually if you do this with bread. But if you hang other types of food up, for example, Aval Bisra, if you hang up meat, or Kavri, if you hang up fish, Leselba, then there's no concern about that. Archu, that's the normal way that you hang it, right? We hang salamis up. So that's the normal way that you go hang things up. It's only with bread that it's considered a negative thing. Gemara says, pari bebeisa. If you have pari, the Rashbam says, is bran. He says it's mursan. So if you have this pari in your house, kashla niusa, that's not a good thing to have in your house. That also leads to impoverishment. Nishar bebeisa, if you have little pieces of bread, crumbs of bread in your house, also kashla niusa, that's also a negative thing that's going to lead to poverty in the house. This is what the Gemara in Brachos tells us. The person has to be very careful with crumbs. If the person isn't careful with crumbs, it's like you're saying, yeah, none of this is important to me. It doesn't give a proper chashivas to bread. So then it could lead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, oh, you don't want bread? I'll make sure you don't have any bread. Then the Gemara tells us, B'leili Shabbos was B'leili Revi'is. On Friday night and on B'leili Revi'is means on Wednesday, but it really means on Tuesday night. So it means the Leil Revi'is. So on the night when you're going into Wednesday, which is Tuesday night, Shoru Mazikin Ilave. It's very likely that there are various sorts of demons around. Gemara elsewhere tells us that this is this Igras Bas Machalas, and other Shadim go out specifically on these nights. That's why Gemara says it used to rain on Tuesday nights and Friday nights when people were in their houses because they wouldn't go out because of these demons, and therefore it was very good for the rain to come at that point in time. In any event, the Gemara continues and says, Isara the Mizone Nokichme, the Tsar of the demons that's in charge of bread, is known as Nokid. Rashbam explains this is a Loshon Nikius. Nokid comes from a Loshon of clean. Lefikach in a Rotze, Shu Perurin Nishlochim, Lidoris Perego. That's why this Mizonos, this having Parnasa, it's not good to have dirt around, not good to have the crumbs around. Because this shade is into cleanliness, and therefore, if you don't keep things clean, so this shade could attack you in terms of your parnosa, in terms of mazone. Likewise, Yisara Daniusa, the shade in charge of poverty, is Novel Shme. Its name is Novel. Rashi says, Loshon Lichloch, a Loshon of garbage. Ushema Nichnas Bevayis, Shuroa Shein Nahogin, Minog Nikoyan Bepas. And it sees that you don't take care of bread properly, so therefore it also enters into the house and causes a person to be very poor, than Yusa. So Apuma the Chatzbo Koshla Niusa. Likewise, if you put some sort of a kara, so it's a plate, a kara, if you put that over a barrel, an open barrel, Apuma the Chatzbo, that also is going to lead to poverty. Mara tells us a couple more things. Mandishosi Maya Bitsoi. If somebody goes and drinks water from a plate, the Shosi Maya Bitsoi, Koshe Livrukti, that is going to lead you to a certain type of illness. Rashi says, Kiloyun Einayim, that leads to a certain sort of blindness, certain sort of trouble with your eyesight. Then the Achul Tachle, if a person goes and eats kress, the Lomoshi Yodin, he doesn't wash his hands, so Mefachit Plosim Yomim, it's going to give you some sort of an anxiety for a 30-day period of time, and we turn to Kuf Yud Beis, and you won't know why you're so anxious. The Mesochar, if likewise, if a person has a certain type of bloodletting, as Rashbam and Rashi both say, make his dam menak safayim. If you go and do some sort of a bloodletting that they would do from the shoulder area, and you don't wash hands, lomoshi yode, mefachit shiva yomi. You're going to have this anxiety for 7 days, and you're not going to know why. The shaku mazye, if you go and get a haircut, the lomoshi yode, you don't wash your hands after you get a haircut, so mefachit losi yomi. You're going to go and be afraid for 3 days and not know why. The shakul tufre, if you go cut your nails, v'lo moshi yodin, you don't wash your hands, so you're going to be afraid, mefachit chad yoma, for 1 day. V'lo yoma, my ka mefachit. You're not going to know in any of these situations why you're afraid, why you have this feeling of anxiety. L'halacha, it's brought down that one should wash their hands after they have a bloodletting, and after they go and cut their hair, and after they cut their nails. Because there's somehow a ruach ra that's attached to this, and one should wash their hands. Then the Gemara continues, and it says, yodo a'usya, Dargo lepachta. If a person puts his hands on his upper lip, so that is going to also cause anxiety. Some say that's a sign of anxiety. And yodo apusa darga. If you put your hand on your lower forehead, so that's going to be lishinosa. That's going to cause a person to be sleepy. Others say, again, that's a sign that you're sleepy. Again, these Gemaras are very difficult to understand. They're certainly fascinating reading, but they're very difficult for us to understand. With this, we conclude today's shiur.